This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short
and out of his mind.
Telling us of journeys into a wondrous land
whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Beverly.
I didn't do it. Oh, you did it this week. I didn't do it.
Someone always does it.
Yeah.
Good Robbie. Morning, how are you?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, you know. It was fun on the weekend, wasn't it, Robbie?
From a big day at Northside Bazaar. It was
Because we were the auctioneers with Tex on the last round of auctions.
We were, and then we raised quite a bit of money. It was very exciting.
We raised so much money. It was huge. It was great.
It's good getting that last round. Everyone's ready to really bid.
They're saving for the last one, I think.
Yeah.
Waiting for the good stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, Robbie, where are we going today? What journey are you taking us on?
I think we're going somewhere we haven't been today, which is exciting.
Ooh.
We're going to Bali. Much like every other Australian.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bali is a very popular holiday destination. And lots of people like to go to Bali and get dental work done. You can get cheap dental work. I've got a friend over there that's getting a root canal at the moment. Yeah, you kind of package it in with a holiday and it costs you just as much.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's one type of dental work that that is very common in Bali, but I don't think any tourists would be getting involved. It's mostly a Hindu practice where the six top teeth in a young man or woman's mouth are filed down.
Ooh.
So including and especially the incisors and the canines, so the pointy teeth.
Filed down to
is
what?
Is there a reason for this?
There's two reasons. Both are very, very good, of course. The they just think, first and foremost, they just think it's unattractive. They think that sharp, pointy teeth represent, it's angular, not considered attractive. But it also represents the savage and evil sides of the soul. So the evil spirits have six evil attributes. This is very similar to our seven deadly sins. They have lust, greed, anger, drunkenness, confusion, and jealousy. So each of the six teeth represent one of those traits within a person.
Right.
You can see this sort of come out in their artwork. All the statues and paintings of sort of evil spirits and things will have very long, very over-exaggerated teeth.
Gnarly teeth.
Yeah. Usually performed by a priest, although you can get it done at a local dentist. Must be performed before marriage because otherwise you're ruining your whole marriage.
Clearly.
And those that can't afford the work, they have charitable organisations set up to assist people to make sure that they can afford to get it done.
Okay. Well, look,
my teeth are hurting just thinking about this. Like, it's actually the idea of my teeth being filed out.
It's kind of, to me, it's bizarre, but obviously to them it's not. To me, is
most people get it done. They get it done when they're young, and it's quite vicious. Like, I've watched a video of it because it's not a comfortable thing to go through. But those that are unlucky enough to get to death without it, it's not uncommon for a body's teeth to be filed down before they're buried to guard them.
Really?
Safe passage to the spirit realm. Yeah.
Wow.
I should feel it.
But I mean,
still doesn't sound like a fun
you'd
thing.
You'd want to go to a dentist, though, wouldn't you? You wouldn't want to get a priest. Well, I suppose the priest would be.
I suppose they've done lots of them.
Do they
still numb your mouth or not?
No.
No?
No.
Ah!
And they have this really cute thing where all your family, because there's a moment through the ceremony, which happens a lot with Hindu ceremonies, where it's believed that you're weak. You're susceptible to evil spirits to come into you. So the family stand around and they put their hands on you to, reassure you, but it looks a lot like they're holding you down while you're getting your teeth filed. So it looks even more vicious.
It's dual purpose, yes.
Yeah.
As someone currently going through dental work, that is not okay. Oh, no.
Robbie, feel the vibrations reverberating through my head.
Yeah, you have actually surprised. Is it like a big file? How do they do it?
It looks a little bit like a nail file.
Nail file, yeah.
I can't.
Similar sort of system.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's more than kind of weird.
Thank you very much, Robbie. As always, you've actually freaked me out a lot this week, so much appreciated.
Enjoy your Monday.
Thank you very much, Robbie. Again, something that I did not know.
Yeah. You're doing well, actually. You want to go run.
Got him again.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.